Mobile.
C2RCL. Morning, Steve.
Who's this? Who's this blowing in on my radio like that?
Long lost stranger from the world of sickness. Honestly say today, yesterday and today's probably been the best 2 days for me. I feel about 100% now.
Well, good, Bo. Well, so, did you have the COVID?
I had that old stomach flu thing. Put me down for 2 days with it coming out both ends and thought I was going to die laying in the bathroom floor.
So you were sitting in front of the person God selling Buicks?
No doubt. Yeah, it took me a couple days before I can finally get solid food back in me, but it started last Saturday, or Saturday before last, and by Saturday of this week, I was finally on the mend, and then Sunday I was up and at it 100%, and Monday and Tuesday I worked, and today it's, I feel like it's going to be a good day.
For you, Bo, I tell you what, but you do know that there are people out there that will look at you and say, oh, you had COVID. And you know, it don't matter what kind of sickness you actually had. Oh, you had COVID. Ooh, stay away from me.
RCL. Yeah, I'm sure somebody would think I had COVID.
Well, let me tell you, my granddaughter is 4, going to be 5 in September, and I don't know if you know this or not, but all children under the age of 7 that either go to daycare or to school, public school, they're petri dishes. And I got a daggone head cold from her, and it lasted about 3 days, and then it cleared up, you know, usual head cold. But I had 2 different people look at me and said, you need to get out of here. You've got COVID. Just freaking out. Just stupid stuff.
Google will give you a PhD in about anything that you want to look up.
Give you a CHB? What is that?
There, my brain ain't working at 100% yet.
Oh, okay. Now, I tell you what, they've attributed more to that than you shake a stick at. And I guess you heard that they called back Johnson & Johnson's vaccine.
I heard that. Something about they had several adverse reactions or something to it. I think the Pfizer has less reactions than the rest of them do.
They're coming out and admitting that the Johnson & Johnson has problems with blood clotting. And, back about a year and a half ago, I almost checked out of here with a PE, a pulmonary embolism blood clot. And what they're saying is, you know, if you get a blood clot and you've had the vaccine, because of the vaccine, you cannot have blood thinners. And that's the Johnson & Johnson. So, man, I tell you what, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and I'm not sure that the Moderna's not having a little bit of a problem the same way.
I think it's about like anything else, though. You know, you hear all the possible side effects of medication, and basically they take that trial study with however many they use, and if anybody exhibits, you know, symptoms of it, I read a report one time where they were talking about they done a research study on a medication, and one of the participants in the research died in a car accident, and that had to be logged on it as could result in death.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, you did hear about that study in California, didn't you?
Now, the loop for a few days.
Well, yeah, they had a study in California that said that saliva swallowed over a lifetime can cause oral cancer.
Okay.
My point in telling you that one is the fact that they can make studies and say anything they want to, and they've got a pill for it, too. And I'll tell you something, when they advertise those drugs on TV, and they rattle off all those side effects, my wife laughs and says, you know, I think I'd rather have the psoriasis.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's medication, you know, one of those things, it's good or bad. Some people it helps, some people it doesn't. Some it makes it worse, and some it just don't have no effect at all.
And, you know, the ones that get me is the ones that say, if you have any allergy or if you're allergic to this drug, do not take. Look, hey, stupid, how are you going to know if you're allergic to it if you don't take it? You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The same thing. How do you know if you're allergic to it? Unless it's something that they derived it from that you're allergic to, but you're not going to know that unless you actually have a degree in pharmacy, I guess.
You know, some of these, well, I don't know. The public in general, I just think we're pretty stupid in some of the stuff they put out there, but you know what? You do know who runs medicine now, don't you?
You ain't gonna say the government now, are you?
No, sir. No, sir. Insurance companies and lawyers, that's who runs insurance now. One of them says what you can have and what you can't have and what they'll pay for. The other ones, they turn around and sue for anything that they possibly can. And that's what kind of points right direction or wrong direction as to what we can get and what we can't get.
I understand that. It's always a racket, and there's always something going on in the background, but we never know from day to day. Well, I tell you what, Steve, I've rolled in over here at Inman at the job site, so I'm going to hop back here and start playing with some electrical and see what I can get knocked out today. Good talking with you this morning. 73s, and I'll be clear on your final.
Just talking to you this morning. As always, I enjoyed it, and listen, Don't get your hair curled with any 208 or 440. Be careful out there with that stuff. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
KN4 VWA, W4 DJW.
Hey, how you doing, big guy?
Hey, what did he say last night? Is he in?
No. He was at a tennis tournament when I called him. So he said he would go over and look at it, and you know, it was just an extremely brief conversation. I need to call him this morning to see if he's awake. He likes to sleep late. He's probably just now getting up at about now. And I'll give him a call here in just a little bit to see what he says. But, and by the way, I told my brother about that. And the money's not the issue. Do you know how many flying clubs there are in Atlanta? He says there's two near Alpharetta, and they're both about 25 miles away from him, which means a little over an hour's drive either way for him. So when I told him, you know, you could fly this on a soccer field, oh, he was all up in it.
Okay, I didn't get a lot of that because in the middle of it, you kind of dropped out. You even dropped the repeater once. So you must be going somewhere where there's a shadow or going through some shadows or something. But the back end of it, how did you get talking about Georgia near Atlanta? What led to that?
Okay, I'm down here at exit 19 at Clemson, 185, headed south. The reason that he's not jumping in whole hog is because there's only two flying fields down there near him. They're both 25 miles away, which in Atlanta means an hour's drive. So he was really all up in the idea of being able to fly at a soccer field.
Okay, well, that's good. But Foothills isn't that. I mean, he's only 10 minutes from me, and I'm only 5 minutes from Foothills. So he's like only 15 minutes from Foothills. Is that, did he not think about that one, or does he not know about Foothills?
In Alpharetta, Georgia.
That's what I'm missing. Say that again.
Scott lives in Alpharetta, Alpharetta, Georgia.
Oh, Scott. I thought you were calling David, not Scott. We're talking about different people. Okay, well, good. We were talking about two different people last night then. But that doesn't matter. The more, the better. So so we need we need to build four kits now. I pulled down the plans for that one, and I went hunting for my NC files, numeric control files, and I've got them. And I programmed the fins, the horizontal stab, the fuselage. There's three pieces to the fuselage so that you don't have to do all the measuring, and it cuts it out, and it's very precise. And when you fold it all together and put it all together, everything fits. So the only piece left that we would have to cut out is the wing and put the taper on the hinges of the wing and the taper on the elevator. Other than that, everything else we can CNC. The firewall, the control horns for the control services. We need to get some wire to connect them up, but that's not a big deal. 1/8 wire, I believe is what it is. 1/8 music wire. And then I went and looked on Hobby King for the electric motors, and they're 28, 26, 1200 kV motors. They don't make them anymore, so we're going to have to find an alternate for the motor. But that shouldn't be too difficult. There's hundreds of them. Anyway, I've been doing some research, but so build four kits instead of three now, right? W4DJW.
Yes. I got to hear back from David, and I got to hear back from Scott, but yes, I'm thinking that's where it's going to go. Now, did you go online and look at the revision 2 on the Buddy Wonder?
I did, and they do. Now they've gone. Okay, so it was 6 years ago when I did this. 6, 7 years. It was like 2014. 7 years ago when I did this. So, yeah, they've come a long way. They even have kits out there where you can get the complete hardware kit for $80. Well, we can build four airplanes for $80, right? Now, you still have to get the hardware. That's why I was looking around. The motors were $12 4 years ago. They're $18 for something compatible now. The props, I don't know which way they were. They were $1.50. And I think I found some last night on Hobby King for $1.50. So they didn't go up at all. The tape, the packing tape and the cardboard, I was going to go to Dollar General this morning, but Maggie had an issue. The dog I had to attend to, so I didn't get to go to see if the foam board has gone up. But I think they've got a great idea and a great design, and it works really good, and you can pay four times what it costs you to build it, to home build it, if you want. I mean, because it's so cheap, right? It's not that expensive. But if you want to build a whole bunch of them, then them charging $80 for one airplane's worth of hardware versus us being able to build the whole airplane for $25, I'm thinking, that's just me thinking out loud, is a big difference when it comes to economy of scale.
And there's something to be said for, hey, I did this entirely from scratch myself.
Well, there's that too. But what you're buying from them would be the same thing that I'd be cutting out with CNC machines. They're just cutting. They've got a CNC machine, so they're cutting all the parts out for you and charging you four times what it costs them for the parts, which is understandable. Everybody's got to make a profit. I mean, people have to make a living. I understand that. I'm not bashing them for that. But I'm saying we can do it four times more cost-effective than purchasing one of those. If you just want to get one, grab a bag of hardware and get out there and get flying one, yeah, go ahead. Spend $80. No problem. But if you want to make it something like they were doing, where you've got the four or five of them up in the air at the same time, and everybody's got a crepe paper tail, and everybody's trying to cut everybody else's tail, and you got maybe a multirotor or two up there filming the whole thing in the action. You know, that's a lot of fun. WCRC used to have something similar to that at the end of every flying season, where you take your oldest plane that is a mess, right? You know, you don't want to sell it to anybody because it's not that good. And everybody get in the air at the same time. The last one flying won. And what did they win? Bragging rights until the next year. It's that simple. It's nothing complicated.
That sounds like fun. What they have, midairs?
You try to. Now, during the year, there's several, like we saw the other day up there at the Campobello. During the year, you're going to see several midairs, but they're rare, extremely rare. Sometimes you'll go a whole year and you won't even see a midair. But when you get out there and you try and you put a whole bunch of airplanes in the air, like they were saying, I don't know if you caught it. I don't know if you listened to the whole video or which video you listened to because there's about a half a dozen. But they'd say in there, why are we not hitting each other? I mean, because they're all in a nest ball. They look like a hive of bees. And they should be running into each other left and right. And they didn't. I don't think anybody ever. I think one time one person skimmed the antenna on one of the multirotors. And that was it. Other than that, it was cutting crepe paper was all there was to it.
Really does sound like a blast. I'm actually looking forward to that. If I continue to groom that grass out there, I'm going to have a pretty decent surface.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. And starting off with the big balloon wheel stuff and a hand launch, right? Because the way I do these little Bloody Wonders is I just hold my finger right behind the motor and give it about half throttle and just push it out at about a 45-degree angle with a gentle shove, and it's up and away flying. And then when you land, it doesn't slide more than a couple of feet when it lands. So those and that one that you've got with the big wheels, the Mall, no problem. You might even, some people bring in sand, and sand kind of levels things out, but the grass can still come up through the sand really easy, right? So it doesn't hurt the grass, but it helps to level the underlying foundation.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I've got a pallet load of sand in my building, and that'd be the perfect application for it. Wow. How about that? Man, I'll probably be out there next weekend doing that. Okay. Well, listen, I'm about to destinate here in a couple of minutes. I've got a little job down here. I'm down at Townsville now, down there in the state line. And I'll let you go. And I'll try to call David in probably around noon and see what he's got to say. And we'll see if we can't get him wound up. So, 73s. We'll talk to you soon. Oh, and Scott will be up possibly early afternoon on Saturday after he gets his new vehicle. And we're going to fly. That is, unless the hurricane winds come. So, 73s, KN4, VWA. I'm clear, guys.
Okay, sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. I told Amy what we were doing. She said, you got to work on my front deck first, or front porch. And she's right. I got to do that. So if I bug out, the only reason I'd be bugging out, I mean, I plan on going ahead and cutting out all the parts and having them ready, but I do need to do a little work on that front porch I was telling you about before. And with it raining, you can't do that. So those two things are in competition with each other. Just letting you know. Anyway, have a good day. Good talking to you. KN4 VWA, W4 DJ, W clear.
Okay, Jim Mobile.